This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
So we've been delivering long episodes. We've been delivering video episodes. You know, we've been really on our game. I'm really proud of our work so far. Are you proud?
Yeah, like, so-so. Yeah.
He's proud.
I'm proud.
He's proud. But anyway, we wanted to kind of up it up a notch, right? So how can we up it up, right? We both have personalities together, right? We have separate personalities. But when will the separate personalities come out separately? So with a duo podcast, it's also important to sometimes bring out like the solo episodes once in a while, right?
Yeah, I enjoy doing solo episodes.
Yeah,
I really get in my element.
We're gonna bring solo episodes maybe around like twice a month, where he does a solo episode, I do a solo episode, so you can kind of get to know our like daily festivities, our solo personalities once in a while.
Yeah,
it's not set in stone, but it's gonna be like little mini episodes with just like us individually. It's gonna be be a lot of fun.
And so we can get more into the details of like what's going on, like our everyday life.
Just like the nitty gritty. Maybe his mugging stories.
Yeah, maybe his like solo travel experience. Getting mugged.
Yeah,
maybe almost getting mugged.
He didn't actually. You know,
I hit him with
But anyway, this episode is gonna be a little bit shorter because we have a day plan. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the Hasan Minhaj show tonight.
But that's
right?
Not why we're in a rush.
Yeah, that's not why we're in a rush. These are tickets that he got like months beforehand. He got them for me as a surprise. I didn't know about this, right? And so now I'm going with him for that. I'm excited about that.
Mm.
But that's like later on at like 10 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was the only thing we were looking forward to tonight. This man tells me out of nowhere that he wants to see Polar Express tonight.
So it wasn't out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere because it was like a dire need. You were just like, all right, get ready. We have to go see. And I was like, what do we have to go see?
Yeah.
And he goes, Polar Express. In theaters.
I'm a big Polar Express guy.
But I didn't know this.
Big Polar Express
guy. Okay, so like apparently they're showing it in theaters for the winter time.
Yeah.
Like twice this month.
Today's the last day.
Today's the last day. So we have to go see it.
Yeah.
So this episode has to be cut short.
So I used to play the piano when I was for a long time. And
I don't know if you guys knew that.
For my second piano recital, I learned the theme song to Polar Express.
Right. Maybe one does.
8 years old, 9 years old. I literally forgot how I went. I'm gonna start crying when I hear it again.
So anyway, we have to cut this short because we have to go see that in theaters. But anyway, that's it. That's our announcement for right now.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to our podcast called Difficult Dish, a podcast about different, not same, different South Asian narratives. I am Mahua.
My name is
and I'm joined by my co-host.
Itchy Eye Mushroom.
Itchy Eye Mushroom.
For me?
Ebola Eye Mushroom.
Wow.
COVID Eye Mushroom. All right. Anyway, no drink in front of us today?
What?
Where's your water?
You know,
usually we have three. We only got a Poland
Spring.
Usually
we have coffee, but, you know, I had a coffee, drank it, was going to get another.
Are you mad at them that you drink it at all?
We're on a time crunch.
Yeah, we're on a time crunch because of Polar Express. So today, we want to talk about something very important, right? Wellness routines in our 20s.
Wait, you skipped like a whole like segment.
What did I skip? We don't have to talk about our fits.
Like the video.
Oh.
Subscribe.
I thought you were going to force me to talk
about the video.
About
don't subscribe to the video. Subscribe to the channel.
Mm.
You know, our views are better than our subscribers. Why?
Why?
What's going on? If you're listening, you're not subscribed.
Also, tell us how you found us. Because we've had like a surge in listeners, which is amazing. We're so grateful.
Yeah.
But we don't know where it came from. So let us know if you found us on TikTok, Instagram, if your friends told us.
Follow us
if
on
you
the,
got
social,
recommended
the social
somewhere.
Medias.
Yeah,
on
follow
all
us.
The TikToks.
At Difficult Dish. At Difficult Dish Podcast. Yeah, the TikTok's been crazy right now. We've been doing good.
Yeah.
Make sure to also leave us a rating, a review, 5-star if you want to on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening.
Even if you
watching.
Don't want to.
That's
it.
Your homework for today.
Yeah.
That's the routine you should follow. For this episode.
Fit breakdown?
No, not that right now.
Okay.
But But anyway, the whole episode is just going to be a full express fit breakdown. Subscribe. But anyway, so today's episode, we are talking about wellness routines in our 20s, non-negotiables, things that we cannot really live without, right? We can't technically live without, but our life would not be the same. You know, we wouldn't be sane. So wellness routines, right? I feel like routines.
Talk about it. What does that mean?
When I was getting older, it was something like forced upon me, right? Like my mom would be like, make your bed. Yeah. Like brush your teeth. Like, you know, things like that. That we didn't really want to do. I mean, brush your teeth. You should want to do that, right? But things that we thought were annoying when we were little, things we didn't really want to do. Our parents maybe try to force it upon us. And we like did it, but with like rolling our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. But now as we get older, we're like, damn, some of these things, maybe they were right. Some of these things do make a big deal.
Damn.
Yeah. So now as I'm older and I have my own place, I'm in my 20s, I realize that there are some things that I need to do in like mostly my day to day and how I live to just have a good, fruitful life.
Facts.
Right? And I feel like for some people, it is hard to maintain routine. It is hard to think about like what exactly you need to live a well-lived life.
Yeah.
You know, so this is going to be like a little bit of like maybe an inspo for you. Maybe this is a wake-up call for you. Maybe that you need to like get some routine.
Maybe
that you need to take care of yourself. Because a lot of people think that routine and like self-care is like going to an expensive spa and like doing something crazy, right? But sometimes it's like the little mundane things and the things that you hold yourself accountable with, right? In our last episode, we talked about discipline. We talked about accountability. And a lot of people think that's like grand. Like you have to go big or go home. You don't have to go home. You know, you don't have to stay home. You can stay home and do your self-care. And self-care doesn't have to be like doing your nails and doing things that are girly, whatever, face masks. It can be just like...
Get some sleep. Have some honey barbecue chips.
It can be just like waking up...
Have a cookie.
Rationalize the cookie.
Yeah, she needs to learn that part of the self-care.
Something that I didn't know. He hid chips for me the other day. I didn't know this.
Nah, so I gave her, you know those fat like family bag of chips?
No, you don't.
I was like, here you go. Like, you haven't had these in a while. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I turn around. It's like 90% done. You know those big boys, like the $5.99. It says family pack, meant for the family. She is the family. So she ate 90% of it. I had to tuck that shit away.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know they had to hide things from me. What am I, toddler? Yeah.
To where like I found it and I forgot that I hid it because I assumed that she ate the whole thing.
Enough. All right. So we are going to kind of like breeze through some of our wellness routines and then we're going to obviously bring up some of the responses that you guys brought up. But wellness is important. Okay.
Wellness is important.
Should I start out? I'm going to kind of start out with like morning routines. Okay.
Yeah, we could start in the morning. Like middle of the night like routines? Because I do. That's where I'm going to start.
Yeah, we know you
That's
do.
Where I'm going to start.
You're going to start in the middle of the night while I talk about morning?
I make this quick.
No, you never do. Okay, morning for me. Something that I have to do to have a good morning, I have to make my bed. Whether it's like me, like casually just putting the covers over the pillows, just like doing it like very, you know, flimsily, I gotta do it.
Wow, flimsily. That's crazy.
Because that just sets the tone for me. Because that little thing, that little step of productivity just makes me feel like I can conquer the day.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you do after that? Like, what's step two?
Step two is, like, I gotta head to the bathroom. I gotta do my skincare routine.
I'm big on that.
Something that I always have to do, no matter how tired I am, no matter how much I don't want to do it, no matter what it is, I have to do my skincare routine.
Same.
Tell me a lie.
You don't believe me?
Tell me another lie.
You don't believe me? I could walk you through, like, my skincare routine. First, I put water on my face.
And
then I take the towel, like,
rubbing it off. Today, he put Vaseline on his eyebrows, so I don't know.
That's normal, though. He's acting like that's not normal, bro. That's normal.
But that's the only skincare you've done. But anyway.
The only Vaseline on my eyes.
Not even Vaseline on your lips, just on your eyebrows.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I gotta do my skincare routine. I feel like that holds me, like, accountable. Something that... I know, like, morning routines for me sets the tone for the day, right?
Mm.
So, like, if I do my bed, if I brush my teeth, if I do my skincare routine, that's, like, my me time. But then I already know that I'm going to have probably a good start to the day, because that, like, hard part, not hard, but, like, the annoying things is, like, kind of done, you know? And that's, like, my me time.
I feel you.
Right. You don't.
No, I do. I'm the same. I wake up. Sometimes I'll make my bed. Sometimes I won't. Straight to the bathroom. You know, skincare on, you know,
get
routine.
Get to it. What's your actual routine? Now you're lying.
The one thing I have to do is drink coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll be rolling out of bed trying to just get the
coffee. Need my water. My fault.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to start in the middle of the night. Like, I was serious about that.
I know you are.
Yeah. You didn't let me talk. Like, I need, like, my middle of the night water. Like, middle of the night water. Like, it really helps you, like, get through the night.
So you know to have your water bottle next to you.
Yeah.
In bed. Okay. Good.
Yeah. You know that. Like, I got like a, you know, I'll keep a 2 liter there. If I could.
Not just a Poland Spring. He got an Essentia. He got a bottle
got
of water.
All.
He got a
glass like a
of
man
water.
Of like variety. Like,
right.
You know. So, yeah. In the morning, water, coffee. I'll tell you about the coffee. Right. So I like.
You have your routine with your coffee.
I like, so you know, the coffee. It depends. I love a nice, like, on the go, like. Like, grab the coffee and run.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, really feel like I'm, like, in a movie, you know, like, in, like, you know.
I don't think he ever does that. You never grab a coffee and run. run to the coffee
but
outside.
But sometimes, you know, I like to just, like, sit, you know, slow mornings, what they call it.
Yeah.
Slow mornings.
That's true.
For me, like, I used to make fun of, like, you know, like, elderly
like
people.
Yeah, what? Lungi and Jazz.
Yeah, just, like, sitting on the porch, just, like, looking at the mockingbird on the tree and just sipping.
Where do you see mockingbird?
Some coffee. Florida.
Filming. Yeah, we're not in Florida no more.
Sipping, you know, whatever they're sipping, just like taking the morning slow, you
yeah.
know, 7 a.m 8 a.m
mm-hmm.
I'm big on that. I need that every now and then,
right?
You know, to really, you know, like
reset,
you know, feel me.
Yeah, I don't know what you said. Feel me. He says nothing. Feel me. Right.
No, but one thing I want to bring up, and I'm sure a lot of brown people can relate to this, you know what I love? I love the routine that comes during Ramadan, especially.
Yes.
For me, because you're waking up at like 5:30, 6 a.m. or, you know, we're waking up at like 5:30. You're eating whatever. And like when I was younger, I'd be like, all right, cool. Full belly, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But this last Ramadan, like I really practiced staying up every single day.
Mm.
And I loved it.
So why don't you bring that into full...
I'm waiting on, like, when I live alone. Like, I was actually thinking about this a lot today. Like, when I start living alone again,
when I
have my own space, you know, don't got nothing to worry about other than, like,
job.
Me, like, you know, then I'm gonna start doing that. But I really loved it because, like, it really is true. Like, I'm sure there's, like, a percentage of y'all that wake up at, like, 6 a.m., like, 6:30 a.m., but most people don't. I love it so mm-hmm. much. I don't, and I'm being hypocritical because I don't do it much, but I love it because, like, you
yeah.
know, the world really is, like, still asleep, you know?
You know,
like,
you know those videos where it's like, oh, productive day, like, wake up with me at 5 a.m., and a lot of
yeah.
people give them shit for it, right? And I get it because a lot of those videos are sometimes fake and it's, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's not something that they actually do. It's just for the video. But also, if those videos are real and those people are living those, like, early lives and they're getting all this work done and, like,
yeah.
working out and this and that before their workday starts, why would we hate on them for that? Like, that's their routine and they
yeah.
have their, like, they know what they like doing for their wellness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why can, yeah, like, yoga in the morning and drinking a green juice is, like,
juice.
Sometimes it's, like, very clean girl aesthetic and they're kind of doing
yeah,
it just
hipster,
for, like, the
as
aesthetic.
They say.
Yeah,
feel
hipster.
Me?
But if that's what makes them feel better and that's, like, their part of, like, the part of their self-care and, you know,
yeah,
why,
still bully
why
them,
do we have
but,
to why
know,
do
just,
we have to knock on them for that?
Nah, but, like, early, like, I'm not even talking about, like, that's one part, like, getting all your work done before, like, 9 a.m. That's one part. But, like, I'm talking about, like, the just, like, spending, like,
time.
An hour reading or just, like, an hour just, like, playing an instrument or just, like, journaling. It doesn't have to be something, like, work related. I don't want it to be
you would be
related.
Waking up at 5 a.m playing the saxophone.
Nah, chill, because when during Ramadan, like, you didn't let me finish, like, during Ramadan
you were,
you know, wake up, eat, pray, blah blah blah. 6 o'clock hits, piano time.
That's it.
Piano time.
Yep,
just like that.
It.
6, 7:15, 7:30, piano time.
Yep.
Because my piano was in my sister's room and the sun would come right through, you know, the sunrise. It come right through. Beautiful.
That's it.
Beautiful.
That's
took so
takes.
Many selfies at that time. Learned so much music at that mm-hmm. time. 7:30, get in my car, drive to a coffee shop. 7:45, reading.
We need that.
7:45 to 9, 9:15, 9:30 sometime. The book is really good, reading.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Yeah. I love it so much. I didn't worry about work. I didn't worry about no goddamn emails.
That's important.
It's just me time. And I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And, like, you would think that, like, you would, like, you know, get mad tired at, like, 2 p.m. or, like, in the middle of the day. I really didn't. Maybe in the first couple of days.
Driving, yeah.
In the first couple of days, you'll feel tired. After the first couple of days, that shit hit.
You need to get back on that.
I love it. I love it.
So another thing that I love doing that's part of my routine, not every single day, but I like getting it done in the morning time, is my morning workout. I like getting my workout done usually before 10:30, everything done. I've realized over the years that, you know, in the past, I liked going to the gym whenever I had the time, like after school or after work, whatever it was. It was usually at nighttime. But I thrive the most now that I work from home, doing it all before the workday starts and like in the morning time, and also taking workout classes instead of going to the gym. Mm. And so I like doing that early in the morning. So that means like forcing myself to wake up early in the morning to go to those classes in Manhattan or wherever it is. But since I have those like checklist done, like doing my self-care, like my skincare in the morning, getting my bed done, I also set out my clothes like a little, you know, elementary school student, yeah, like a five-year-old. I set out my clothes the night before.
Good time.
So that I don't have to worry about it. So those like little things helps me like be less stressed.
Mm.
You know, and it's just like a part of my routine now. And yeah, it's kind of annoying to do those little things to hold yourself accountable, but at the end of the day, I'm like more happier.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So say you have a crazy night, right? And you wake up one morning and like you're like not on routine at all. Like you like don't feel like doing your skincare. Like you don't feel like doing your bed. Like no workout, anything. Like what are you doing? And you wake up at like 11 o'clock. Like what are you doing to like?
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Fix your day, feel me?
Well, like, yeah.
What I mean, is the fix?
I mean, there are days where I cancel my workout.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was feeling so anxious. I was not feeling productive at all. I stayed in bed until like after 11.
Yeah.
I canceled my workout in the morning. Felt guilty about it. Still canceled it though. But I did still hold myself accountable when I did wake up to do my skincare routine and at least get that part of my day done, or not part of my day, but at least part of my routine done. So I feel a little bit better because I feel like I already felt shitty not doing my workout. I was like, I might as well not feel double the shitty by not doing my,
double the shitty,
you know, my skincare or like eating the right food or things like that. So I think sometimes it's normal to have like your routine kind of be disrupted and not be able it to is. Do the things that you need to do. Like that day I had my whole to-do list of like things that I needed to do for work. I completely disregarded that and I felt bad about it. But then I was like, right now what my body needs is to just like rest and watch some bad TV. Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes you just feel it.
Yeah. But since I have like small checks and balances throughout the day to like hold myself accountable with self-care, like my skincare routine or me doing something small, like me reading 15 minutes a day, that like still kind of makes me feel like I'm part of my routine, even if I'm not doing everything. So yeah, it's just like small, like I still made my bed, you know, small things like that hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Something I also love doing at nighttime is making my to-do list the night before.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that
a lot.
It holds me accountable so that I have something to look forward to the next day. Not even look forward to, like I know what I need to do the next day so that I don't wake up and I don't feel like aimless. And I feel like that just like makes my life a lot easier. You know, at the end of the day, these small annoying things, it's to help out your future self, right? Mm. I think we talked about this maybe another episode, or maybe I talked about it in a TikTok. But like a lot of people say like, oh, this is something for my future self to worry about. This is a later problem for my future self. But But at the end of the day, that future self is still you. You still got to worry about it later on. So why not like make your life a little bit easier by helping them out?
Yeah.
Because you should be friends with your future and past self, you know? So.
But, you know, we talked about it. I told you, like, sometimes, like, I just leave it for, like, the more energetic me. You know, I'll leave it for, like, the morning time.
That's true. That's sometimes I do that, too.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you got to pick and choose. Like, if you say that for every single thing.
Yeah, not everything.
Yeah.
Like the dishes, I'd rather, like, get that done at night.
Cause, yeah,
like,
that's
I don't want to give that to my morning.
That's another thing. You know? Yeah, I like doing my dishes. Like, I have a little closing shift in my apartment, right? I like getting my dishes done at nighttime so that I don't have to worry about it in the morning time.
Yeah.
I just make sure I get my reading in. 15 minutes of reading in, because I know I'm going to be spending time on my phone before bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's like inevitable for me. Yep. That's something I cannot change. You know how people are like, oh, wake up in the morning, no phone.
Yeah, keep the phone outside your bed for the last 3 hours
before
bed.
People are like, yeah, don't touch hour before bed, no phone, just reading. Sorry, that's not me. Sorry, guys.
I'm on TikTok, okay?
I'll say
I'm on Twitter.
I'll say it. 9 hours
I'm watching school fights at midnight for no reason.
Okay? He's on the Twitter.
I'm on YouTube Shorts looking at binging with Babish, okay? That's not changing.
So true. Yeah, so, like, sometimes people get annoyed at these, like, wellness routines because they're like, yeah, right. I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. and, like, doing my yoga and this and that.
5 a.m. is crazy.
That's fine. Like, you don't have to be that type of person. You don't have to be that type of person to just, like, throw your phone outside the window and, like, just not use it right before bed. But that doesn't mean that, like, you don't make your own habits and routines. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was just really trying to implement. I was hitting him on the shoulder. But that doesn't mean you don't make, like, your own routines that work for you, you know?
Yeah.
What else do you got up your
shit,
sleeve?
Shit, I mean, you know, I love nighttime. Yeah. I love sunset time. I love sunset time.
Yeah.
Sunset time, I'd love to chill.
Right.
I love to slow sunset.
Right.
Slow sunset, you know?
What does that mean?
Just chill. Like, I don't want to be like on my phone during sunset. I don't want to be like wasting that time. Shonda Shumai. Like, I like to, you know, whether it's just like, you know, just chilling, right? Like, maybe being productive, getting like some work done, whatever it is. Like, that time is just like, you know, it's good for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Feel
me? So, like, whatever I'm doing at that time, like, I just take that time serious.
You know?
And then, like, I love nighttime, you know, like, some nights I'm feeling artsy and like I want to do some writing, you know, some nights I'm feeling poopy and just want to play chess and, you know, do nothing. You know, I just think that nighttime is time to like do something that like you really really love.
Yeah,
it was just like listening to music and like that's all, like you just listen to music, whatever it is, like do something that like soothes your soul.
Yeah.
You know, some nights I'll feel crazy and like want to write till like 2 a.m like I remember when I have
crazy
my apartment.
Boy
crazy boy
he's out of control.
This won't stop me. I remember, like,
did you ever see that TikTok where it's like, call me crazy but I don't like store-bought pesto. That's you. Call me crazy, but I like writing poetry.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I had my apartment, I was painting till mad late.
That's true.
I was in there.
Right.
I was in the trenches painting.
That's true. In the trenches.
You know, just like my nighttime is important. And you know what I've realized, like, as I've gotten older? Go to sleep early. Feel me?
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Because I remember I was 18, 19, wildin'. 4 a.m.
But that also,
4:30.
I'll be like,
no reason.
I'll be like, oh, go to sleep early, right? And then I'll try to use that to my advantage when I was in school. Like, oh, I don't get it. I'm gonna just go to sleep because sleep is important.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
I'm not gonna study.
I did that too, studying.
But then when it came to me using my phone or like going to parties,
yeah,
sleep is for the week.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta follow these rituals and routines even when you don't feel like it. Like, hold yourself accountable to most of your ability.
That's the key. That's the key, when you don't feel like it.
Yeah. But you know something reminded me? You like listening to your music at nighttime?
Yeah.
I'm a podcast girly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like my wellness is listening to music whenever, but, like, mostly listening to podcasts. I love learning when I can, like, in my free time. So I've become, like, I need to listen to at least,
I'm a big morning podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a big morning podcast guy.
But you like watching a podcast. I like listening to it.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys are listening or watching to our podcast, but I'm saying, like, I need to listen to at least one or two podcasts a week. You know, that's like my education.
Okay.
Because I'm not in school anymore.
You got like a favorite podcast?
Yeah, Difficult-ish. Sometimes I'll be listening to my own, you know?
For real.
Yeah. But anyway, You got any last rituals before we open it up to the answers from the public?
No, look, like, we wanted to do this episode because it's important, but, like, I have to be honest and say that, like, I'm a very sporadic person, and I'll do things, like, when they, like, come time. And I say this to say, I'm sure there are people that are like me. That's not good. It might be good. It might be okay for, like, a little bit, but having a routine, having, like, a set schedule, that is the best way to live your life. That is the best way to live your day. Because, again, I think about my Ramadan time a lot, and I loved it so much. Like, you guys have no idea. I loved the way I was operating. I still talk about it. I'm talking about I love the way I was operating during Ramadan. And, yeah, I'm not doing it right now, but I should. I know I should, and I really want to, and I will. Maybe I'm just waiting for, like, circumstances to be in my favor, but all in all, have some routine. Have, like, a little bit of set schedule. Have things that, like, you know, make you happy, and, like, you know, save, like, the things that you're passionate about for, like, when your work is all done. It'll feel better, you know? Like, it feels weird, like, indulging in, like, things that you enjoy when you know you have, like, actual priorities to do. In your subconscious, it's affecting you. You know, like, I remember so much in high school, like, I would have so much shit to do, but after my video games, it just feels weird. You know, but you do the work and then you play the video games. That shit hit.
You know, I've been trying to say this to you for so long.
What you mean?
I feel like I always try to, like, get you to do the work first and then the leisure.
I mean, like, adult work is different. You know, like, adult work, I could do it in the middle of the night. All right. That's okay.
So, as you guys know, we ask you guys on our Instagram, at Difficult Dish, what our episode is going to be about, and you send in responses of what you're going through and your responses. At
Difficult Dish.
So, we actually got a few. We're going to speed past them or breeze past them.
Yeah, do it.
You guys got some good routines, which is good.
What they got?
Someone said, breakfast. Holy crap, why did it take me 26 years to realize how important breakfasts are? Oh my God, guys, I went to a boxing class the other day and I actually had a breakfast. Usually I don't like eating before my workouts because I'm in a rush. Right now, the thing that I've been reaching for is like a bagel with like tuna on it.
Yeah,
he got me onto that.
Yeah,
but anyway, I felt so strong during my workout, but usually I'm like, you know, I'm about to faint during my workout. Usually I'm like, I'll just eat during lunch. Yeah. You know, it helps me so much with my energy and my productivity.
Try that out.
Breakfast. Try it out. Or maybe even like meal prep the night before. Like something that I want to do more is like blending up berries and stuff to have a smoothie the next morning for those days that I don't feel like, or having like yogurt more handy, or having like those small, like, you know, even like a granola bar. Facts. That helps a lot.
Facts.
Someone said showering and brushing immediately after I wake up, so I won't be on my phone for hours.
Yeah, that like immediate like jump in the shower, like that shit. Yes,
because sometimes we're scrolling for a long time. So if that works for you, do it.
Do that.
Someone said journaling every night. Oh my
God. No, I've never been a journaler.
Girl,
give me tips.
I mean, even like audio, like, you know, talking audio wise, having some sort of like recording. Therapy.
Yeah.
Like,
therapy.
I thought of that.
I don't know.
But yeah, journaling is a thing that I always tell myself I'm gonna do, and then I don't do it because I'm like, I don't need it. I'll just remember it, and then I don't. And so sometimes I have to literally write it down in my to-do list to journal. Or like the other day I went to hot yoga, I put the journal in my bag thinking that I'll do it after my hot when the dopamine is like high.
Yeah.
Didn't do it because it was too cold and I had to come home. Damn. But anyway, sometimes you just have to like put it in front of your face to force yourself to do it.
Yeah, you do.
But the times that you really need to journal is when you don't feel like doing it, and that's when you know you need to do it even more.
That shit's hard, though.
That's true. It's good that you're doing it every day.
Give me tips.
Someone said, last one. Someone said, setting aside alone time. Sometimes I just need to lay in bed and do nothing. That's literally
people
what I did the other
that.
Day.
People
something
don't realize
that. Something
that
I just discovered in my 20s. Rot days are important.
Yeah.
You know, we're always on go-go-go mode. Be productive. Do this and that on your to-do list. When are we going to rest? So I've set aside, well, I don't do it beforehand, but when my body needs it, I need to just like be in bed, rot, just watch movies that day.
Yeah.
Obviously a privilege, but if you have the time to do it at least once a month, it helps you so much with your productivity and like just get back on track.
I agree.
I mean, our rot night tonight is watching Polar Express.
That's not rotting, though. That's being productive. That's, you know,
that's
contributing
that's
to success.
Society.
Society,
right.
Society.
All right, if you listen this far so far, make sure to comment the let's try to think together and see if we're thinking of the same one. No, because I knew you weren't going to come up with one.
All right.
And we're running late.
We'll say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1.
The Christmas tree emoji.
Toothbrush or Christmas tree.
All right, either of those.
Yeah, I'll pick.
Mine is perhaps if you're making fun of the people that are that have these routines and you're like, oh my God, that can never be me. Perhaps that's what you need to do.
Damn,
and you
perhaps,
should try it out.
Perhaps.
Maybe it's a wake-up call.
Though perhaps. My advice is perhaps if you go to sleep late, go to sleep early. Try it out. Wake up at 6 a.m. before the sunrise. Just chill out.
Yeah.
Get a little book, get a little coffee, watch the sunrise.
Like, you know,
if you're the type of person
to say, oh my God, I can't work at night, and you keep like complaining about it, maybe you should try working in the morning for once and just
I love
it.
I'm going to do that tomorrow. Wake up early.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. All right.
You got a flight.
It's Polar Express time.
All right. We love you guys
so much. Thank
you guys
so much for watching, listening, viewing, subscribing, liking.
Everything.
We love you. Comment the
Christmas tree and toothbrush.
Either one. Both.
All right. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.